Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Pleasure to have Jillian Chambers in the studio with, again, raising awareness on some very special events happening for the month of October. Jillian joins us. Jillian, good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Jillian, we've got some big events happening for the month of October that you are involved in. What's going on here?
So starting October 1st, is Pregnancy, Infant, and Loss Awareness Month. So it's an entire month that has been put out. However, on October 15th is the Awareness Day, and we're raising a flag at City Hall at 8:30 in the morning, which is super exciting for me to actually bring so much awareness that we get to raise a flag. However, there's also the Wave of Light event that has happened for a lot of years, and that's happening at 7 p.m. It's 6:30, doors open at City Hall.
Okay, and tell us a little bit more about Wave of Light. As you mentioned, this happened in the past. Tell us a bit more about this.
Yeah, so essentially a long time ago, it was Ronald Reagan came up with the whole Pregnancy Infant Loss Awareness Day. That was in 1988. But on the 15th in the evening at 6:30 p.m., we're all going to meet. And essentially, you light a candle globally across the world in your own time zone, and you're just celebrating the baby that you may have lost through miscarriage, stillbirth, infant loss, SIDS, anything like that, and you keep that candle lit for the hour. And what we do when we meet together is I kind of introduce the event, and we break up into small groups and allow you to share your baby's name, share your story. Often people are not feeling super comfortable at the beginning, but as we actually sort of get together and people start talking, you feel comfortable enough to share your story, and it's super healing. Like, the night is just a very healing evening.
And yeah. Super impactful, I can imagine.
Yes. Yeah, very impactful.
And what's it like for you taking part in something like this? The conversations or just the evening?
Yeah, so for me, I have my own story. We had a set of twins 9 years ago now, and we lost our one son the day that our boys were born, and it was very unexpected. And there wasn't really anything at that time to sort of, I was like, who's going to help support me? Who's going to understand what it is that we're going through right now? And so having an event like this, it actually brings those people out. It also gives permission to those who have lost a child 40 years ago, 20 years ago. Those people are coming to this event and the tears are flowing, and they get to tell somebody their story. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like there's such a support in having an event like this, and just the healing that comes behind it. And that's essentially what it did for me. Is it's allowed me to share.
Mm-hmm. Well, my condolences. And, you know, as you mentioned, so many families, we've had family members that are no longer with us. So it's wonderful to get together or be able to get together. And so very difficult to talk about, very difficult to share, but it's important that we do so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. So again, do they pre-register for this event, or how does it all work coming up?
Yeah. So it's nice to know our numbers, so they can go to Grotto Hair Studios website. It's a William Bear page that we just launched actually today, so that there's lots of information there. Mm-hmm. And there's a link that just essentially is to sign up, and that's to help for numbers. However, if you don't sign up and you feel like coming that night, please just walk in. It's open to anybody. It's open to parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, grandparents. We are all impacted by these losses in different ways. So, you can sign up that way.
And keep the connection going. So it's A Wave of Light for October 15th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. That's all happening at Stratford City Hall Auditorium. And a flag-raising ceremony on that same day at Stratford City Hall. And that's going to be something very special.
Yeah. I like even thinking about it for me right now. It's quite emotional to think that we're at this point where we're going to raise a flag in awareness for this. You don't ever forget about the baby that you had. So it's an impactful day.
All right. Sure. And of course, we'll share the details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. Again, be a part of this. And Jillian, before we let you go, now, speaking of family, Ruth and Richard Kneider are your parents. And you celebrated a birthday this week. So happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And also should mention your mom, a recent recipient for the King Charles III Award.
Yeah, I have some pretty spectacular parents and a lot of support, obviously, with parents like Ruth and Richard Kneider. And Simple Dreams and all the things that they do, I'm pretty blessed.
So
sure.
Congratulations to your mom on that. So, but again, in the meantime, we've got all the details on this very special get together. We'll share it again. It's grottohairstudio.com/William-Bear. Again, we'll share all the details. Again, Jillian Chambers with the information on these get togethers. Jillian, thank you so much. And thank you for sharing your stories. And thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.